Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, otherwise known as Chris Pilgrim, my actual name. I want to thank everybody for the responses and the conversation that's been flooding my audio boom timeline over the past few days around a question I posed a few days ago. I want to thank everybody for their contribution, their thoughts, their suggestions, and their insights. It's been a great response, and it's brought a lot of different voices together. That's really good. It's also given me some answers, some potential answers to this question I posed. What I've done is I've dwelt upon these a lot, these answers, and I've actually reached out to a couple of my Audioboo friends privately, to sort of clarify a few things, to raise a few points that I was having trouble with, not necessarily on their own particular comments to me, but just on comments generally. There were areas where I was getting a little bit sort of concerned about, but I do have some friends on Audioboom that I can contact via telephone and other means, and that's good. And I'm left with this, I'm left with a head full of thoughts. I'm not left with a definitive answer, because there isn't a definitive answer. I'm left partially satisfied by the answers I've received. Which is great. I think for every question that we ask and for every answer we're given, another question is raised or more. It's an old saying, but I do believe it's true. But I've taken those answers on board, and one thing I've done, because of the responses I've got, is I've changed my avatar picture. Now, this is because some of the responses I've got were to do with the fact that my avatar, as well as my username, but I'm going to stick with the avatar at the moment. I can't help my name. My avatar picture depicted a man hiking towards a cathedral, and on his backpack there was a staff, and at the end of the staff it was shaped into a cross. And this apparently could give rise to the fact, for some people, that I'm some kind of religious crusader, and therefore the reason some people try to engage me in a conversation about faith, because they assume I'm a man of faith. Well, many of you will know that I am a man of faith, but that wasn't the question. I mean, the question I asked was why certain atheists try to use scripture in a conversation that's not about faith, use scripture in a conversation with me, and those people don't necessarily know I have a faith. But like I say, one of the suggestions was because of the avatar and also my username, this idea that Pilgrim Chris invokes in a lot of people the thoughts of some kind of religious crusader, religious fanatic, religious preacher, and that seems to be the defining characteristic for a lot of people. And so that's the start point of which they engage with me. So I've changed my avatar to something less, well, something more generic. It's me sitting on top of a rock overlooking some countryside. I've done that because I've done that because I don't want people to associate me with their interpretation of how my faith should make me be, should how I should live based upon their perceptions of faith. And by that I mean, when we look at people, we look at them, people through our own eyes usually. So if somebody assumes I'm a man of faith for whatever reason, whether it's because I told them I'm a person of faith or whether they assume I'm a person of faith, they look at me through the eyes of their own faith or their own experiences of faith or their own non-faith, their own non-belief, and will frame me in their own imagination, if you like, their imagination based upon their own life experiences. And not upon my own, and not upon who I am. And that's been the issue, I think, for me. This assumption that I live by a tenet, or I live by some kind of decree that other people assume that I should live by because I say I'm a man of faith. One of the big ones of this, of course, is this idea of we shouldn't judge people lest we be judged ourselves. Now, I don't believe in that tenet. I categorically state I don't believe in that. People will say to me, Chris, you're a Christian, you're supposed to believe in that because that's what it says in the Bible. Well, actually, if people read around that, read it in its context, they will get a better understanding of what that actually meant. So I don't believe in that. Human nature, we do judge people. We look at people through our own eyes, as I've already said. I mean, I'm judged. I get judged upon other people's perceptions or other people's ideologies of faith based upon their ideologies, not on my own. Nobody asks me the question, Chris, you're a Christian, what does that mean to you? And give me a chance to then talk about it. It's all assumptions. So, like I say, I've changed my profile picture to sort of ease that away, hopefully. And I'm going to stand here now and say, yes, I'm a man of faith. I'm a Christian, but not in the traditional sense. I don't profess my faith in the sense that I don't preach it. I don't evangelize. I certainly don't lead by example. And I don't want anybody to assume that I do or should. If you think I should, look to yourselves and ask yourselves why you think I should lead by example. I'm not here to do that. That's not who I am. My faith is very private and personal to me. How I believe and what I believe is based upon a God that the Christian community will understand, but it's not the same. It's not in the same way that the Catholic Church teaches, although I'm a Catholic. It's not always the same. And I don't need to be shot down in flames for that or brought up on that, because it's not nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with anybody but me. And the reason it's got nothing to do with you is because I don't preach it to you. I'm not here to convert you. I'm not bringing my faith into any kind of debate or using it in any way, in any kind of debate or conversation I have with you, with anybody. I never do. Never. The only time my faith is open up to question is when somebody wants to question it directly with me and engage in a conversation specifically about it. And then I will talk about it. So I've changed my profile picture. I'm happy with the answers that people have given, and that's why I'm so very grateful for everybody for contributing to give me different insights into the different workings and how people think. And that's why I ask a question. I may not ask a question in the manner that pleases a lot of you. I'm aware of that from some of the responses I've got. Some people were more concerned about how I phrase a question than the question itself. Well, I'm very sorry about that. I'm very sorry that you feel that that's important to you, but it's not important to me. What's important to me is who I am, and the person that I am, the individual I am. I'm not going to be like you. You're not going to be like me. So I would just sort of respectfully sort of ask that if I'm asking a question, take it in the manner that it's asked, in the sense of the question itself and not in the way it's asked. I mean, otherwise we just get picky and judgmental on other people. The very people who perhaps accuse me of being judgmental then become judgmental themselves, and that wouldn't do, because that would be horrifying, wouldn't it, surely? I'm saying this as I'm lying here. I've recorded this 20 odd times. And if this gets out, I've said this in all of my boos, if this gets out, fantastic. If this does get out, then this is the boo I'm settling on, and I'm happy enough with it. I will finish off by just quickly saying that I'm always going to sign my boos off with, if applicable, God bless, because I believe in it. I, as a human being, believe in that statement. I, as a man of my faith, believe in it as a statement. It is my belief, my right, and I wish to bestow upon everybody who wishes to receive them God's blessings, if they're applicable. And by applicable, I mean if God wishes to bestow his blessings upon you, if you're worthy to receive them, and or if you want to receive them. If you don't want to receive them, it's not applicable. If you're not worthy of receiving them, it's not applicable. And if God doesn't want to bestow them upon you, it's not applicable. So, if applicable, God bless.